From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. New York City police are talking to the owner of an explosives-laden vehicle that was found in Times Square over the weekend, though police say that person is not a suspect. Police found the dark Nissan Pathfinder loaded with gasoline, propane, and fireworks, but it did not explode. Times Square vendor alerted authorities to the presence of the SUV. Meanwhile, Attorney General Eric Holder said today, notwithstanding the fact the explosives used were crude, it's clear what the intent was.
I think there's no question that the person who was behind that act intended to spread terror across New York.
Police say the crude gasoline and propane bomb could have killed individuals had it gone off. President Obama called the Times Square vendor personally to thank him for helping to thwart the attack. Police are reviewing a surveillance tape of a man taken near the SUV. A giant oil slick is taking aim at Gulf Coast states, threatening wildlife, fisheries, and commerce. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports BP's efforts to stop the flow of oil from the Deepwater Horizon explosion site have not been successful.
Officials say more than 5,000 barrels of oil a day are gushing from three breaches nearly a mile deep. BP's Darren Bodo says the company hasn't given up trying to activate an emergency shutoff system.
We've been down there with remote-operated vehicles trying to shut in manually these blowout preventers. Our objective there, because it is the simplest and most direct way to stop this leak, is to keep working until we're either successful or have exhausted all possibilities.
The company is also building a device to capture the oil on the seafloor and then siphon it out to tankers. Bodo says that could be in place in about a week, but officials hold out the most hope that drilling a relief well near the accident site will stop the flow. That could take months. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Apparently not everyone is on board for the proposed $3 billion merger between Continental and United Airlines. Chicago Public Radio's Alex Keefe reports a flight attendants union is saying it has the power to block the deal.
Union flight attendants at Chicago-based United released a statement shortly after the deal was announced, saying it could face extraordinary hurdles. Spokeswoman Sarah Nelson says the union needs a new contract before it gets behind any merger.
First and foremost, management needs to address the improvements that flight attendants have been expecting since our contract became amendable in January of this year.
Nelson says flight attendants have been working longer hours for less pay while United bailed itself out of bankruptcy. And she says their contract stipulates the merger can't move forward without union approval. Meanwhile, pilots unions at both United and Continental are expressing cautious optimism, saying they too want a new joint contract, but that they are prepared to support the merger. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
News of the United deal helped lift stocks. The Dow closed up 143 points today. This is NPR. Aviation officials in Ireland say they are putting in place flight restrictions beginning tomorrow. Officials say they're concerned a southward drift of volcanic ash from an erupting volcano in Iceland could pose a threat to air travel. Potential travel restrictions would affect Dublin and other regional airports. London's Heathrow would not be affected. Overflights of Ireland from the UK and Europe also would apparently not be affected. Consumer spending rose 0.6% in March. That was the biggest amount in 5 months. But the Commerce Department report says at least some of the gains came out of people's savings, which fell to their lowest levels in 18 months. More from NPR's Danielle Carson.
Consumer spending went up faster than personal income, which edged up a modest 0.3% in March. The uptick in spending will help fire up the economy. It drives most of the country's output. But Scott Hoyt, an economist with MoodysEconomy.com, says it won't last unless the pace of income growth picks up in the coming months.
We're not at all convinced the recent pace of spending growth is sustainable. We do have unemployment near 10%. Wage growth is not all that strong, and consumers may begin to struggle to find the cash to support this level of spending growth in the months to come.
But the government could deliver good news about the jobs picture on Friday. The April report is expected to show a blockbuster addition of 200,000 jobs to employers' payrolls. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Actress Lynn Redgrave, part of the famous acting family, has died. Redgrave, who'd been battling cancer, was a star of stage and screen. She became a 1960s sensation as the title character in Georgie Girl. More recently, she was in a one-woman autobiographical show called Nightingale that was presented at the Manhattan Theater Club. The cause of death was not given. Lynn Redgrave was 67 years old. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.